Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
3 billionaire playboys. 1, but also sometimes 2, lowly entrepreneurs. One chance to hit the big bucks. If you've seen Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, this is the same as those. But not similar enough to constitute any sort of legal action. This is Rat's Nest.
Welcome to Fan Expo Canada. How's it going today? Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Rat's Nest. It's the only podcast hosted by 3 multi-billionaire playboys. So give it up for that. That's a fantastic news for you. It's the only show where entrepreneurs from around the globe will come and they'll pitch their business products and ideas to this beautiful panel of diamond-encrusted, yacht-toting billionaire bad boys. And yes, I am. Hello, come on in. Yes, please. Or don't. You know what? Lock the doors.
Don't. No one else comes in.
I don't want anyone else to stay. This is a VIP experience, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am Sherman Michael Shunk, president and CEO of Shunk Industries, creator of Rat's Nest, ladies and gentlemen, mind you. I am the CEO, CFO, BBW, and JOI of Rat's Nest.
Oh, no. There are children.
We're off the rails
present.
Already. Yeah, there are children.
Children
here.
Can't read. They can't spell either, so we're in the clear for that. And I want to introduce my billionaire bad boys. First and foremost, please give it up for Jeremiah St. Baby.
Money, 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 baby! It's Jeremiah St. Baby, and I am reformed. I may be a billionaire, but I'm all about girl bossing now. So we're here to celebrate She-Hulk, and we're here to celebrate attorneys that are women in general. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I do not like this costume.
Yeah, come on. Hey, it's great, huh?
For the listening audience, Jeremiah is dressed as a green woman.
Green with envy, baby, that I'm not a woman myself. How about
and
that?
And may I just say, if She-Hulk... Then he, Hank, I'm talking about my other billionaire bad boy who hated that intro. Hank Ass, everybody. Give it up for Hank Ass.
Thank you. For the sake of the child present, I will be going by Hank Butt for the remainder
Hank
of the
Butt,
evening.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I am Hank Butt. We're going to keep it PG. For anyone who's new to this podcast, which is everyone in this room, which is to say a small handful of people, this is the voice that I will be forcing you to listen to for the remainder of the afternoon. May I say that not only are you dressed as She-Hulk, you've also made the choice to go with John and Kate plus 8 hair.
Let me just say, I don't own many wigs. Let's leave it at that. Although, wigs are cheap now.
Are they?
Wig prices have come down.
Oh, thank God. But the gas prices keep skyrocketing.
They keep spiking, baby.
Well, great. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say and guess that no one in this room knows what's happening here. Am I right? Do we have any Rat's Nest fans in the house tonight?
No, and that's how we want it.
And that's the way we like it. It's exclusive.
They said we want you. They said they emailed me. They said boys. I don't know why they said boys. They only emailed me. They said we want your podcast at Fan Expo. I said my podcast. You mean my podcast that we quit doing 4 months ago?
That's true. That is true.
A podcast that we quit doing because we lacked, and here's the key word, fans? You want an expo for fans?
For fans.
It's
yeah.
An expo for fans. And I said, all right, are you paying? And they said no. And I said, all right.
All right, let's do it. We're in. Yeah, we're in. We're in.
Let's do it.
We're in. We said, is there any way you could put us in a room big enough for us to really feel the humiliation?
Yeah.
A failure.
Yeah.
Could you make sure that the room to audience ratio is so out of whack that we leave feeling much, much worse?
But that's how we like it. It makes it exclusive.
More people have been on the moon than are in this room.
And now think about that exclusive thing that you're
more
witnessing.
Astronauts have driven across the country in a poo-filled diaper to get revenge on their ex-lover's new gal.
Then listen to this show.
So we love it. Thank you. But keep, by all means, keep filing in. We love it.
All these people outside, somebody ran out and said, there's three men having nervous breakdowns in this room. You got to see this.
And you know what? It's about time. We need to show people that it's possible. Three billionaires having nervous breakdowns.
This is the only show at Fan Expo where the performers are as fragile as the fans in the halls.
That's a joke about you guys.
And we're coming at you guys. If you think we're going down alone, we're taking you all down with us.
But thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for being here.
I don't like that we've closed the doors because now the background noise is gone and I can hear each joke that fails.
Yeah.
Such clarity. And may I say, top-notch clarity from our engineer over here.
Please give it up for Chuck on the boards, on the ones and twos. Chuck on the ones, twos. And many are saying threes and fours.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Chucky.
Well done. Well, if it didn't make any sense when I gave my stumbling intro, this is Rat's Nest. This is a show where we get some lowly entrepreneurs to pitch their business and product ideas to our damn faces, and then we decide whether we want to invest or not because we are three billionaire bad boys. I said it before, and I'll say it again, billionaire bad boys. And I want to know what we like to do when we do a catch-up meeting, as we do. I want to know what my boys have been up to. Because it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've seen my boys.
Should we get some context?
Yeah.
What we've been doing? Who we are?
And I just want to say as a caveat, I fully appreciate anyone who just wants to use this time to get a nap,
escape from the hustle and bustle.
If you got to have a pee or a poo, we've set up a bucket.
You can do it in this room. You don't have to leave the room.
It's a zoo out there, so we do appreciate you coming in here, taking advantage of the cool air.
This is you time. If you want to talk amongst yourselves,
if you guys want to shout, get it out. You know.
Yeah. What do you got? Yeah. Anything you got to say?
Does anyone have any grievances?
Any grievances? Any reason why these three should not be up here?
Speak now, or head to the anime room.
Or speak later. That offer's on the table.
I do got to say, this is a great place. I mean, there's a lot of people just walking around in bathing suits here. To me, I don't know what they are, but it's just such a nice. It's so refreshing. It's like everyone's inside wearing bathing suits.
Are they really? What is the fan aspect of that? They love the sea.
I don't know. I guess.
And we love to see.
What is a classic? Are they like gold Princess Leia?
I'm just seeing different colors. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know what the fan, what that fandom is exactly that they're trying to do. Say that again.
Summer. They're fans of summer.
Let me write that down. Are we familiar with the season?
You know what? He took my the sea and he made it better. And this is what we expect from our fans.
And this is what we love. Thank you so much. I can tell that you are a Naruto. You're a Naruto.
He's a Naruto.
Because I have a cousin that does that too. But that's all I know. You're a ladybug. Your little girl's a ladybug.
Cousin died recently, didn't he?
Yeah, tragic.
Anyway. His cousin died. Anybody else have a recently deceased relative?
No, we're not doing that in front of child.
We're not going there.
Is child just a ladybug?
They've got to learn, okay?
Is the child just a ladybug or is this a character?
Miraculous.
What's that? I was going to say, we got a fan over there.
Yeah. Your child's a slice of watermelon is what it looks like to me.
Seeds in. You don't care about a little seed.
Yeah.
Seeds in.
What's the character from Miraculous?
So the two main heroes are Ladybug and Cat Noir.
There's a bad guy. Let's hear about what he's all about.
Tell us about this bad guy.
Okay.
Minions.
Wow.
We're talking about a bad guy. A bad guy's doing bad things.
Releasing moths. Did I get that right? Yeah. That transform people? Now, I don't want to break your fandom here, child, but...
Child.
Implausible.
It can't be done.
A moth would never do it.
You can't train moths that way. We've tried.
Exactly.
The only thing you can train a moth to do is kill itself by putting a hot light out.
Hot light, yeah.
We'll go right into
a
that
flame.
Thing.
And like moths to the flame... You guys have come here and maybe we'll all burn out together in this room.
Like hot people to an empty room full of AC, you have joined us.
And it is 21 degrees room temperature in this room, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Kim Mitchell coming up next.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, child, we'll take a break, Chuck.
Does this child want to be tortured with Kim Mitchell songs?
Have you had the Kim Mitchell talk yet? Yeah. What age are we doing the Kim Mitchell talk with kids these days?
Put her on your knee.
When a man and a cottage love each other very much, They put on Kim Mitchell.
Yeah. You know what, sweetheart? Might as well go for a soda, because
nobody
that's
hurts.
That's all I got.
And frankly, nobody cries. You've been asking what we've been up to.
I was asking what we've been up to, and we got distracted. But, yeah. I feel like it was worth it. We've got people are on our side now. Is anyone on our side now?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
We are bringing people around.
Yeah, yeah.
One person is filming us, I think, for a fail blog.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
is that
better
still
be
a
on
thing?
Unusual videos on YouTube or whatever. Was it unusual videos?
Yeah, we encourage everyone to post videos of this show to Reddit/cringe.
Yes, please.
unattended shows.
Am I the asshole for posting this video?
You can't say that in front of the kid.
He doesn't know what he's saying. Yeah. Kids can't speak English.
No,
everyone knows the kids don't understand English.
But a great place to learn is Reddit there, sweetheart. So.
Yeah, let's get this kid on Reddit.
Don't put this kid on Reddit.
I want to know what my bad boys are up to. Should we start with Jeremiah?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I'm Jeremiah St. Baby, a billionaire extraordinaire. You would know me from the new development project CN Tower. That's right. Right next door, we are building a second CN Tower for people to live in. And that's doing so good, and we love it so much. Also, my company designed a very effective COVID vaccine that 100% keeps you away from the virus, but in also 100% of cases, you will be shrunk down if you took it.
So it did happen.
I tested it out on an island. We shrunk an entire nation. It's not great. I'm under indictment, actually. So now I'm into green energy. Now I'm into girl bossing as part of my community service. So, thank you so much. Thank you for taking that vaccine if you took it. And also, some of those people are now becoming really big. So we're talking skyscraper big.
Hulk big.
Hulk and skyscraper big. So that's... Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we got to start them young.
If anything, this is an educational show.
Yeah.
Before
all else, exactly. So thank you.
We're losing some people.
Well, no, they've got a perambulator. That's
all
right.
Yeah,
they got to express
There was
milk.
A smell back there anyways.
Yeah, smelled like failure. It wafted from the front of the room.
Hank, let's hear it. What have you been up to,
on,
my
Hanky?
Friend?
What's going on, Hanky?
Well, hello, child. I am Hank Butt. You're not child. How old are you? You're six. Okay, mistake. My mistake, sir or madam. I look upon thee. You are kid? Okay, well, let me tell you about a synonym for kid. Is this going to shock you? It's child. I'll rock you with words. Kid. You don't like that either. Oh, I can't win with this
one. Is that derogative? Do we don't say kid anymore?
Here's what I want, is for everyone eventually to leave the room except for this kid.
I was going to say.
Even the kid's parents. Yeah.
If you're listening, who's listening? I don't know. This kid's having the best time out of everybody here.
This is the only Fan Expo show that doubles as a daycare. We will watch your child for 1 hour if they will pay attention to us. Oh, no.
No, whoa.
So kid, I have recently been working with McDonald's, as you two know.
Yes,
we've been working on a new slate of mascots. Just as a reminder, say goodbye to Ronald, Mayor McCheese, and Grimace. Yeah. And say hello to Genki the Talking Nugget, Councilwoman McCheese, and Genki the Nugget who can't talk but mustn't. Can talk, but mustn't.
Can talk,
but blew
it.
I blew it. I got intimidated by the child. But yeah, so we're excited to explore the wide world of Councilwoman McCheese. I've also created an app to help you figure out which superhero you would be if you were a superhero.
Wow.
Oh,
and this
okay.
is huge for fans.
This is huge for Fan Expo. Don't lock the door. Keep them locked. What's going on?
Yeah. Do you guys want to know what your superhero identity
would
be?
I would love to know.
All right. So just tell me a little bit about yourself. What would be a superpower that you would have if you could do anything? What would be your dream?
Oh, God. I would love to have the confidence to speak to my own son again and fly.
Okay. Yeah. So your character, I'm just going to punch those attributes into the app.
Okay.
And, oh, your character is Sad Man.
Okay.
This is resonating with me.
Okay, now do me.
Okay, Jeremiah.
I want to have the strength to, not read comments online, on YouTubes.
That's a big ask.
Things that I post.
Yep. Okay, just entering those, and your character is Sad Man.
Wow, okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Maybe we could start a duo, team or something.
What about you, kid? What would be your superpower if you could have it? You'd save the world to save people? Okay, well, let me punch that in. Oh, you're not going to like this. You're Sad Man.
Sorry, kid.
That's what you got.
Sorry, kid.
Can I ask you something, Hank? It sounds like your app. Like, does it just generate the one thing, or?
No, it generates lots. Like, I'll tell you what my superpower would be. It would be to fill a room anytime I entered it. And my name is, Superman Plus.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that plus, I wonder? It's $200 a month?
It says Superman Plus, and there was more. Superman Plus Sad Man.
Okay. I fell for my own trap.
We love it. What have you been up to, Sherman?
Well, gosh, I'm happy to be in a room temperature room, I'll tell you that much, because about 4 months ago, we used to do this show weekly. We'd do it weekly together, and we all decided we didn't want to do that anymore, so we stopped. And that night I went home and I thought, you know what, I could use some Ben and Jerry. So I went into my cryo chamber. I woke up Ben and Jerry and I asked them to whip me up some of that peanut butter. What's that one? The peanut butter one?
Yeah, it's just peanut butter.
Just the peanut butter one.
Just a jug of peanut butter.
And
no fun name either. They don't do a fun name for that one?
No, they don't do a fun name.
No, they
for
call
that.
It cold peanut butter.
Cold peanut butter. I said, give me a pint of cold peanut butter. Took them a little bit of time. Yeah. Anytime I wake them up, I gotta remind them what I've done to them.
Yeah, they scream.
They ask what year it is. A lot of that, but they're looking fresh. They're looking as young as the day I brought them in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is great. So they were whipping me up some peanut, or they were trying to whip me up some peanut butter. They forget a lot.
Right.
They've been in there for quite a few years.
Yeah. Right.
There's a reason they don't do many interviews these days. It's because
they're trapped.
They're at my house.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, my son started messing around with a thermostat and everything started melting. I slip. I broke my damn ankle.
Oh, and we do mean dang ankle.
Dang ankle. Ben and Jerry both died.
Do mean slept for a while.
Yeah, watch it.
And then that was it. My son turned. I started yelling at my son, turn the thermostat on. Quit messing around with the dang thermostat. He turned it back up. He didn't realize that I was in there, and the door got locked, and then I was frozen up until yesterday.
Okay.
You were frozen with your injuries.
Yeah.
So you didn't heal. You know, the point of cryostasis is that you can be thawed out at a later time so that they can, technology's caught up to new things.
But nobody knew I was in there except for Ben and Jerry, and they were dead.
And they were good. Yeah.
So just me and my busted ankle, frozen solid, But nice thing was I woke up and had a little bit of that peanut ice cream and I made it here just in time for this empty room.
Oh, this is the first thing you've done since you came out of freezing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is an extra blow to the ego. That's what we call salt in the wound. That's salt in the wound.
You know what?
Right there.
Take a little of that salt, put it on that
peanut butter. Ice cream.
And that's
what you need.
You'll like this. Salt and sweet, right?
Salt and sweet.
You like that, right? A little caramel, a little salt. Oh,
wasn't sure and then enthusiastically got into it. What's your favorite ice cream, child?
Rainbow.
Let me tell you this. You said you weren't a child. You're sounding like a child.
We got you.
Well, what say you, boys? Should we just bring up our first entrepreneur or what?
Oh, we are so excited because we get to meet some people who are pitching their items, pitching their ideas. We get to decide whether to invest, whether to enable these business people of tomorrow or send them packing.
That's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that right now. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen, for our first entrepreneur? Let's make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from that side of the room, please welcome Andy Lijonege. Welcome, Andy.
Wow.
Wow, look at this guy. Slick. First of all, looks slick.
Very slick.
Thank you.
Looks slick.
Do you guys know who I'm dressed as? Jordan Peterson.
Okay, come on. Okay.
My favorite character.
Okay. There's a child present. It's Jordan P.
JP.
JP.
All right. Well,
Andy,
hello.
Andy,
hello,
welcome
rats
to the nest. So good to have you.
I'm nervous. I got a big offer. I got a big thing to tell you guys.
All right, what do you got?
Let's hear it.
Well, so I got, if you guys don't know me, I'm part of the Lijonege Corporation. We're really big in Toronto. Do you know those restaurants where, like, it's dark when you eat? Like, it's pitch black? Have you heard of these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pitch black when
you
eat dinner.
So you have an experience of being blind when eating. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what we did was the kitchen, which was pitch black. Yeah.
Okay.
And so people cooked in the dark.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. A lot of injuries, a lot of lawsuits, but that's us. That's us.
It's sort of cool.
It's very cool. It's different.
Very innovative.
Different.
Yeah.
It's different. We flip things. That's what we do at La Jeunesse Corp. Corp or Inc.?
It's your business.
You're asking us.
Yeah, that's for you to decide.
Sorry, my team's in the crowd.
Oh, the team's here. Okay. Yeah, okay, the guy's on their phones. Okay,
yeah, I'm getting up there. I'm 87, so I'm getting up there, you know.
You're 87?
I'm 87.
Wow.
You look and sound so young.
Stem cell.
Oh, stem cell.
Elaborate on that.
I don't know. Okay.
A single stem cell did all this.
One. I took it back in the 80s, thought I'd screw around with it. Yeah, worked great.
Wow, you're an 80s
Congratulations.
Guy.
Yeah, took a pill, right? Stem cell pill, and here we are.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Feeling good.
Didn't know it worked that way, but that's cool.
Yeah, it was great. Got it from a guy under the QEW. All right, so I got this new thing.
Local reference.
Steamrolling.
I got this new thing, and it just came to me, and I am coming to you guys because it's, going to be honest, it's pricey. It's out of my range here.
You're talking to three billionaires, so.
Yeah, so. You guys know the TTC? You're aware of the TTC? You guys take the TTC to get here? Doesn't it suck? Doesn't it just suck? And I was sitting on the TTC, and I go, this thing's been around for 100 years. How lame is this? No, 100 years, TTC's been around. Swear to God, your grandmother's been on the TTC. How lame is that? How lame is it that your grandma used to ride it? So I'm thinking, we need something cool. We need a cool I bring you BTTC. Better Toronto Train Car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that
is that what TTC
does TTC stand for Toronto Train Car?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, wow.
No, it is. It is.
You know, you learned something
new. It doesn't, but go on.
Well, so I'm thinking let's get transportation cool. Let's make it fun, all right? First of all the drivers are hot.
Okay.
Yeah, we love
everyone's
it. We love it.
Everyone's attractive driving the thing.
So what's the difference between now and the go on.
The other thing is music. We play music on there, all right? Because you know you're on TTC, everyone's got the little buds in. Everyone's listening to their podcast, their rat's nest.
Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, everyone on the TTC.
Sure. Let's just play it. One big speaker. We just play it out. We'll give you the aux cord, you play a song, you pass it around. Community, right?
Community.
Building
community.
Okay. Okay. And then you get on the Ossington bus and you go, hey, play the Deftones or whatever you're into.
Explain Deftones
to our child.
Big group. But you're a fan, right? Deftones? Big grunge or no? Kind of
new metal?
Like, they're like new metal?
Neon
metal?
Yeah. Rap metal, get your parents to explain it to you. It's great.
Well, she's a kid.
They changed the whole sound of music.
When a rapper loves metal very much.
Yeah, you haven't had the new metal talk yet. Sure, Woodstock 99. And then, that's your educational video there.
Yeah.
But, here's the big thing, though, that's going to separate us from TTC. Because we're going to be on the same, we're going to be on the same streets, right? No stops.
Oh, okay.
Wow. No stops. Okay,
these
we don't stop. There's gonna be no doors.
Wow.
So when you see it, you jump on, and when you gotta get off, you jump off, and you gotta learn to tuck and roll. Now, no grandma's gonna be on this. Ain't no grandma going on this thing. All right.
Right.
Isn't that great? Is that kind of a great thing?
So when you say there's no doors, you mean it's just like an open back?
Yeah, it's think like of a Jeep. Wind. Yeah, it's like a Jeep. Yeah,
it's like a Jeep. Okay.
Or it's like the San Francisco.
No top.
There's no top. But there's also no, like, safari Jeep. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's no top. And it's like the San Francisco
Park,
rail car. You kind of hop on and you
it's
hold
like a really
the
long
side.
Mine cart. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like a cable car.
San Francisco, like those things there.
And when you said no doors, I wasn't picturing open space where the doors were. I was picturing a sealed box. Like just a fast party coffin.
No. That'd be too dangerous.
Yeah, that
does
sound worse.
That'd be way too dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, not to tip my hand, but I'm into it.
You're into it? Okay.
I want to know, is this a single aux cord for the whole network? So am I going to be waiting on a platform and just hearing some guy at, like, Lawrence Station plugging in?
Promote new music? Promote your friend's MySpace or Google Play.
Yeah, your friend's Google Play.
Yeah, get the word out on the Google Play.
Now, it does feel like this Oxcord system would favor just the most confident person on the BTTC at any given time. And, are you leaving? Oh, goodbye, sweet one.
Oh, take care to the child. Everyone say bye, child.
Bye, child.
Bye, child.
I take e-transfers, child, if you're into the idea. You want a piece of the pie?
What time is it? Oh, yeah, I guess Joe Rogan's in the other room at 3:30.
So she's a huge Rogan head. They're going to see Joe Rogan at 3:30. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Now this, for the listener at home, is a real blow.
We just lost 50% of our participating audience.
This is the one audience member I thought we could count on. But then again, I don't know why I thought a child would stick around for an hour.
Did you hear what the kid said when he was leaving?
No.
I thought this was Cumtown, Mom.
No, my God.
They thought this was a Cumtown recording.
You can't just immediately go from 0 to 100.
The kid left the room, all right?
On the swearing like that. I feel like still with these people, you got to ease back into
it. If anyone else leaves this room, I'll just leave the thread at that.
Yeah, let's just say this. It's going to get harder and harder to leave.
Mr. Lajeunesse.
What's up?
So are you pitching... just BTCC?
BTCC?
BTTC?
BTTC. Yeah, yeah.
Or are you also pitching a concept where, or have you already opened up these restaurants where people are cooking in the dark?
I've already opened
them.
And that's where he's come from. Yeah, that's where
he's
come from.
That's where I'm coming from.
We'll edit that out.
I'm thinking actually just because I did enjoy the restaurant. I did go to the one where the kitchen was also blind and it was thrilling to say the least.
Yeah, because I have questions about that. They're all calling each other chef.
Yeah.
How do they know who's chef?
You just hear it. There's tone.
Okay.
Close your eyes. I'll guess who says. Yeah. Say chef. Someone.
Chef.
Yeah. Broken neck guy.
Yeah. You got it.
That was your question. That's the biggest issue you had with the blind kitchen.
Because they all call each other the same word.
What about they don't know where the stove is?
Well, no. They all have their like. I can see if I'm sitting here and my eyes are closed. I can kind of, for the most part. Okay.
There's no light in there.
There's no light. Yeah, if I'm
but
sitting
you've
here,
gotta turn. You've gotta get
you've
like.
You've gotta turn,
you know,
and then
like
you gotta
potatoes,
be
potatoes.
Like,
put bring them over.
Okay,
slice,
guess who I'm talking
slice.
To?
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because he did say it didn't work, right? In the kitchen, it didn't work out.
Didn't work, but people went because they couldn't believe.
See that? Okay,
what they were
very
hearing.
Good.
Yeah,
that's cool. I bring it up because I think an interesting element could also be is maybe these trains are also pitch black. What do you think of that?
Okay, let me sit on that. Pitch black. What? Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just thought I would.
This guy coming with the attitude is great.
I thought it'd be fun. I thought it'd be cool. But then you know what? I said that and I just realized we want to be able to see those hot TTC drivers. Yeah, the BTTC
and
drivers.
It operates during the day.
Right.
Unless, to keep grandmas out, you operate it at night
only
exclusively.
At night.
This
Everyone
like
knows grandmas
night.
Never are awake at night.
I like this.
I
like
better
this.
Better Toronto
I like
train
this.
Club.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And then you get like chair girl. You get like Toronto celebrities.
Make appearance. Yeah.
Is Chair Girl at the Fan Expo?
Chair Girl is here. And Crane
Chair Girl's
Girl.
I think I saw IKEA Monkey had a booth.
Do you guys remember Chair Girl? She was the Toronto woman.
Yes.
Who,
threatened
round of applause
life.
For Chair Girl.
Yeah, let's get a round of applause for Chair Girl.
Yeah, we love her.
She
brave.
Threw a chair into traffic. Let's keep that applause
let's
going
keep it
for
going.
Chair
let's
Girl.
Let's keep it going for Chair Girl.
We love Chair Girl.
You know what? Let's leave a couple seats open for Chair Girl, shall we?
Yeah.
Chair girl will.
She loves chairs. It's her one weakness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Hobbits will be coming by later, just so you know.
Yeah.
Tell people that.
Yeah. This is unofficially cross promo for the Rings of Power. Yeah. No, I have a question for you.
What's up?
You're 80 years old.
Yes. 87.
87.
In dog years. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know. So the stem
just
cells.
Just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
So you've been around for a while. You've seen a lot of inventions.
Yeah.
You've had the kitchen, but you must have had other careers, other inventions through time, possibly things that have led you to this. Did you have a bad TTC experience? I'm so curious about your long, long life.
Yeah. No, I've had, you know, the bell bottoms?
Pants?
No. The pants?
Yeah, bell bottom pants.
Okay, sure.
So I actually invented pants. That had actual bells on the bottom.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Something different. I take something that's popular and I try to flip it.
Right. This is cool.
I did that.
This is cool.
But yeah, no, I invented Smell-O-Vision.
Okay.
Try doing that.
Yep.
Didn't really work.
No.
Didn't really work.
No.
Because no one wants to smell, you know, when you're watching Grumpy Old Men, you don't want to smell that movie.
Right. Mm. And I'm assuming it would be smell in lieu of sight.
Yes.
So there wasn't even anything to see.
Nah. You know, the ice fishing scene in Grumpy Old Men is only for Grumpy Old Men, to be honest, is what the thing I designed it for.
I remember that scene, yeah.
Yeah. So just smelling fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Old men in a hut.
Yeah.
Right.
People aren't into it.
That's dang.
You didn't think to get any other programming going for that?
I'm starting to realize how much this show was relying on that child. For periodic.
You're only starting to realize that now?
Periodic spikes of laughter.
I do think about that kid and what they would be laughing at if they were still here.
I'm going to kidnap that child.
Let's kidnap that
kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess we should figure out if we want to invest in this BTTC.
Chuck, can we get 10 seconds on the clock, please?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. Jeremiah, where do you stand?
Here's where how I stand. Mr. Lajeunesse, I wanted to learn so much more about your kitchen thing, which I guess failed, which I don't think you should have opened with, frankly, if you're trying to get money, extort money, frankly, from billionaires. This idea of a better TTC, which we didn't really fully comprehend. We didn't really land anywhere with that. I feel like maybe you're a huckster. You came in with a pair of shorts. But for whatever reason, I'm in.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, that was a curveball.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That was a long curveball. Imagine that as a baseball. It's going and it...
Yeah.
And
what then do you need? What do you need? I'm in.
Really felt like you panicked when the buzzer went off.
Yeah, that's what it felt. Yeah, that's really what it felt like.
Don't
yeah.
expose me.
All right, you can we get, Chuck another get that timer going again? Hank, where do you stand?
I will say this. I don't like guys who come in here swinging their, you know, stuff around, trying to be all Mr. So-and-so, trying to push us into thinking that they're some big shot just because they've had bold ideas. And that's not what you did. You came out with ideas. You told us who you were. You told us your history. I like guys that are 87 years old. I'm going to keep talking until the buzzer goes off. You look like Jordan Peterson, according to you, but in my mind, you look like money I'm in.
All right, two deals. That's huge.
Wow.
That's huge.
Chuck, 10 seconds, please. Let me tell you, I'm going to need more than 10 seconds to tear you to shreds, my young man, my sir. Come in here with your nice hair. You got your jacket on. You got your white shirt. Oh, my God. Oh, look at me.
Well, that was over so
fast.
Let's start that up again.
Let's get another 10 seconds on the clock. Half the audience can't even see that you are wearing shorts right now. Stand up.
Why is that an issue?
Why is it an issue? Take a look. Get up on your chair. You look like a fool.
Yeah, stand right up on the table.
Imagine trying to do business with a man in shorts.
Up on the chair. Up on the chair.
It's disrespectful. Make me sick.
School of Rock vibes? No?
Yeah. No, up on the chair and then the
yeah,
table.
Yeah, get up on
that.
Yeah.
That. That's a good idea. Yeah. I can't do that.
Right,
you come in here with
down.
Your old ass age. Really wishing that buzzer would hit.
I'm in. Oh, he's in.
I'm in. I'm in. I just, you know, I don't have anything else going on right now. And I still have brain freeze from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Now that's what I call brain freeze.
Yeah.
So, but you got three deals. Look at that.
Three deals.
Well, Andy, congratulations.
Yeah, slide on over here, Andy.
Slide
on,
yeah, move
around.
On over. Welcome to
Thank
the
you.
Welcome to the
Thank
panel.
Thank you so
give
much.
Give it up for Andy, everyone.
Andy. That was great.
He landed a deal.
He really held up to our scrutiny.
Let's introduce our next entrepreneur. We've only got two entrepreneurs, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what we did. Are you ready for your final entrepreneur,
final
of,
entrepreneur
of the afternoon,
of the night.
Ladies and gentlemen? I'm looking
and
to make another
night.
Damn deal.
And it
and
is
night.
Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. It's oh, my goodness. It's Leora French, the French fry, Goldblatt. Leora.
Who wants some French fries? French fries. Who wants some French fries? Who wants
yeah.
some French fries? French fries. Do you want some French fries?
Wow.
Let me hear you scream. They want some French fries. Yeah. And if you want some French fries, let me hear you scream.
Hey.
Oh yeah. They want some French fries. Who here wants some French fries? You all want some French fries?
Yes.
How many French fries?
One. Two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
10,
11, 12, 13, 14,
15,
that's
enough.
That's it. That's enough.
How many?
Hank wants more fries.
You're all helping my point right here.
21,
22,
23,
Let me hear you scream. And if you want some french fries, let me hear you scream.
Let me just say, we just confirmed that the remaining audience members are here for the long haul.
Yeah, we tested them.
Salute to you.
We tested them.
Leora.
Hey.
Okay. Welcome to Rat's Nest.
How do I sound? Test. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you're doing the check after your song.
I'm about to pitch something that y'all going to want to invest in.
Wow. Okay. Very nice.
Wow.
I'll tell you, speaking of pitch, perfect pitch, right?
Oh, I've got a really good pitch.
Incredible pitch.
Yeah.
A really good pitch, because this pitch is gonna be great. I said this pitch is gonna be sweet. I said this pitch is about French fries.
Now, let me just say, the moment I said that every audience member was in for the long haul, we immediately shed two
we
audience
We lost
members.
Two.
And we're not stopping until every audience member has left.
And that's the spirit. Let's see how long we can do this.
If that's not the spirit of Fan Expo, I don't know
Thank
what
you.
Is.
Thank you.
And give me an F. F, you got your F, you got your F, and give me an R.
Miss French.
R, you've got your R, you've got your R, and give me an E-N-C-H-F-R-I-E-S. That's French fries. Who wants a French fries?
Okay. Leora, thank you so much for being here. Let's get straight to the point.
What? Did you know that French fries are account for 5,004,6,900 potatoes?
Shut up.
No. That can't be right.
What is going
that
on?
Can't be right.
French fries, oh baby, yeah, they're as popular as ever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What are you doing?
What is the pitch?
Yeah, what do you got for us, Miss French?
Rats, do I have something for you?
Okay.
Do you?
Rats, when I was a little child, my mother, she used to make me.
This is going to turn into a song.
French fries. And she would always, excuse me, please. She would always, every morning, French fries would be on my plate when I woke up. And at lunch, she would make me more French fries because that's what I wanted. That's all I wanted. Mm. And then for dinner, she gave me French fries, all night long, and then I
That was a real 180.
Yeah. My mom's been dead for 87 years.
No.
Okay, your ability to cry and then swing right into a happy song, right, like notwithstanding.
I feel like the audience saw it coming and didn't want it.
Well, I actually have a commercial, but I was told that we missed the email about tech. So I can't show, but I actually have the script here. I was hoping maybe I could use the help from the other entrepreneur. I don't know if you're an actor.
Andy, do you want to do it? You in?
Or a singer.
First of all, did you say your mom is 87 years old?
Yeah, she died giving birth to me.
Oh.
No, she died 87 years ago giving birth to me.
You're 87.
You're 87 years old.
Yes.
Wow. Oh. What's happening?
Okay.
This stem cell thing in the 80s.
I guess we're just booking.
Oh, yeah. I got a... I got all the, you know, best Botox and 87.
Congratulations.
Okay, so I have a commercial.
Okay.
If you don't mind, just this will really, really explain everything. Mm-hmm. You'll play the husband, and I'll play the wife, and I will also read the stage directions.
And just a reminder, this is the last time we will ever do the show Rat's Nest.
We hope that you have enjoyed it.
Which makes it, again, very exclusive and a collector's item. So
okay, so imagine you're watching TV and this comes on, how excited you'd be.
What's for dinner, honey?
French fries.
What? That's impossible.
No, honey, I'm serious.
Yeah, seriously deranged.
Get out. Do not speak to me like that.
I'm not doing this old song and dance again, Lorraine. I will speak to you however I like.
Get out!
Fine. I'll stay at Dave's tonight.
Husband leaves. Farts. Wife sets two gorgeous plates of crisp golden brown French fries down at the dinner table.
Oh, God.
Finally, I'm alone, so I can have all of these French fries to myself. French fries. It's dinner and it's good. stage directions. Husband comes in and belts out a tune about how he is sorry and smelled the french fries from the hallway and had to return.
I'm sorry, my baby. I smelt it from the other room. Smelt like crispy potatoes. I'm gonna kiss you, yo. I'm gonna kiss you, yo. String cut, thick cut, everybody cut, cut.
What?
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Types of french fries.
That was pretty good. Oh, waffle improv.
Cut. I only know two.
Waffle cut, crinkle cut, potato. We got those. We got the waffle cut. We got the french fries.
Curly
string.
This is the worst commercial day of
still,
my life.
Is this still the commercial? Yeah.
I'm in hell.
And then.
Rats, let me tell you something. Yeah. Okay. How sick and tired are you of having french fries on the sign?
Not tired. I think that's where they belong.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody ever just thought, you know what? I just ate all the french fries before I even had a bite in my burger. And you know what? I'm full. Has that ever happened to you?
Never happened.
No, I don't think so.
Has that ever happened to you where you said, you know what? I heard you. You counted to about, what, 35 in the french fry count?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a side of fries. Let me tell you something. That's the whole plate. Rats, what I bring to you is french fries for dinner. It's the whole meal.
Okay, so you're describing poutine.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not describing poutine. Take that back now.
You're also just describing more french
fries.
More,
yeah,
it's
just more french
fries as an entire meal. It's not sold as a side.
Right.
And it's sold in a huge box.
Okay.
A box.
So that everyone.
Like poutine.
A box.
Yes. Where are you going to keep them?
I don't know.
On a plate?
Okay, let's not split
hairs
about.
They come in a box,
about...
they go in your freezer, but you need to have an industrial-sized freezer because the box is huge.
Okay.
All right.
You seem really... Okay, you know what? I came here. This is... I quit my job.
Okay, nobody asked you to do that, first of all. Nobody asked you to quit your job.
Wait, what did you do for the government?
I was ready to be... I was going to retire and my pension coming in. And they told me that I had to stay and I had to just... I was a city councilor. And
you were a city councilor?
Yes.
You gave up your seat?
Yes.
Which ward? Which riding?
Ward 76.
I don't think they go... Okay. All right. There's no way they go that high.
What's the neighborhood?
Way up there, guys. Way up in the sky.
What's the neighborhood?
Way up in the sky.
The neighborhood is Belkinsville.
Belkinsville?
Yes.
This is Toronto?
Toronto.
Belkinsville?
Have you ever been?
No.
It's a really, really, really small village. Actually, most of the people, they don't even have internet or at least podcasts there.
Oh.
Imagine the movie The Village.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't know that it's real.
So it makes
spoiler
sense
alert,
that
they don't know that it's the current year.
Gotcha. It makes sense that they just want to eat potatoes for dinner then. Yeah.
Well, we had a shortage of potatoes, which is why we had to bring them all in frozen.
Okay.
Okay.
Something else.
So it's french fries. Okay. I feel like, you know what? Forget it.
Nobody here wants
french fries anyways. You all lied. You all said that you want to. You were screaming at the top of your lungs about it. You said that you wanted it.
Hey, that's true. We did say we wanted.
We did say that we wanted.
I quit my job and I won't get my retirement. My kids are going to never speak to me again.
So you had kids.
I promised them that I would give them all of my retirement no matter what.
Okay, so maybe we can help you out.
Maybe we can workshop your idea.
Fries for dinner.
Just
is there something you're willing to do, Miss French, to differentiate?
No, that's not my name. My name is Mrs. Goldblatt.
Mrs. Goldblatt.
Do not erase my culture.
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me.
Okay, sorry.
I'm so sorry. Don't mean to kvetch. I want to know, is there something you're willing to do so that we can tell, like, French fries on their own are sort of already a thing.
It's kind of a thing already.
What are you willing to do to
tell me the restaurant that you can say, oh, I'll have the French fries, and they won't go, what do you mean? Do you mean on the side? Do you mean the Greek-style French fries? Do you mean the Parmesan? Do you mean the truffle fries? Which one are you talking about? They won't know what you're talking about. There is no restaurant that has French fries that are just a plate of French fries for dinner.
I see.
Absolutely incorrect.
That's false. That is false information.
I feel like French fries.
Yeah. No, they will get confused. They will charge you double.
I don't understand what your company. Okay, then you pay double.
Yeah, then you pay double, and then you get
it only
all the fries.
One more dollar.
Why? Why do you want
because
that?
Because people aren't going to buy it if it's double. If you say, hey, do you want to upgrade that side of French fries for $1 and you get an entire plate and then that can be your meal and then that's it? What would you say, sir?
What?
$1.
Don't put this guy on the spot.
I wish that kid was here, you know. I bet you that they'd be really, really into the French fry idea.
Well, yes, a kid would love French fries.
Yeah. But for the record, the kid also said they liked veggies, which was suspect.
It was bizarre.
Salted veggies. Their parents. They were with their parents.
Oh. Yeah.
If my parents are here, trust me, I'd be saying I love vegetables too. I like that eggplant. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. That sounds like you're flirting with your parents.
Okay.
I believe actually eggplant is probably a fruit because it has seeds in it, you idiots.
I feel like vegetables have seeds too. This is something that we were lied to about.
Yeah.
That only fruits have seeds.
Yeah, vegetables definitely have seeds.
That's true. That's,
where do they come from? Anyway,
the
this
ground.
Is a private beef that I have with big fruit.
Well, right, technically, so that's it's like saying, you know, oh, let's say if a spider lost two of its legs, what, not a spider anymore? It's just an insect? Yeah, because only insects have six legs. Wrong.
What?
Are there people going around saying that about spiders who lose
spider,
their legs?
Well, the technical term for a spider is an arachnid that has eight legs, but an insect is defined as something with six legs. So what about the spiders that lost two of their legs?
Are you sure an insect is only something with six legs?
Yes, I am. Look it up.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up right now.
You know what?
We can look it up. We have the
technology. Insects have six legs. Arachnids have eight legs. And then humans are not on the list because
they're... What's the centipede? What's centipede?
The centipede is mammal.
Cephalopod?
Centipede? No, centipedes are mammals.
Yeah, they're mammals. They have hair.
Holy macaroni, you were right.
Okay, right. So we'll hear you out.
I thought an arachnid was a type of insect.
No, they are defined as having eight legs. So are you telling me that if a spider lost two legs, not a spider anymore? Not a spider anymore to you? Oh, what, now they're considered just an insect?
No.
Wow.
No one's saying
Nobody's saying that. It's an argument that you created. Yeah. You created this whole thing.
If you add two legs to a person, they don't become a horse.
We're cooking that up in the lab, by the way.
This brings us back to the centipede thing, right? The human centipede.
Oh, the human centipede.
He didn't add legs to them. He just sewed their mouths to each other's butts or something.
So that they would eat their excrement.
Oh, I wish the kid was here to help
I really wish the kid. The kid
I know, kid, where are
seemed
you?
Seemed like a cinephile, didn't they?
Yeah, when a man and 12 hostages love each other very much, they sew their mouths to their butts. Did you refer to, what's your name again?
Andy?
Said it like a question.
I'm 87.
You remember
an 87-year-old named Andy.
Human centipede, like you'd had that conversation before.
No, he just mentioned it. He said, what about centipedes?
What about centipedes?
He asked about centipedes, and I said they were a mammal.
Mammal?
Well, because this is considered hair. That looks like hair to me. Their legs look like hair
because
to me.
Because the hair.
Because they have hair.
Because the legs look. Okay, now okay, you're
you don't
definitely
have to look
wrong
that up.
About this.
All
anything with hair is a mammal. If you ever see someone who's bald, not a mammal.
Yeah.
Wasting
That's That's just they, what do they become? I don't know.
Centipedes?
So let's get back to this
how
plate
are you
of fries.
Gonna, yeah, so I guess you're just advocating for the concept to put
more
it in people's minds that fries should just be its own thing.
I'm just saying that if you went to a restaurant and you ordered a plate of French fries, they'd be like, what? Where? How?
Okay.
Do you mean the side of French fries? Because we have a side of French fries. Is that what you mean? And I'd be like, no, that's not what
right.
I mean.
Right. Okay. So this is just a confusion. This is a situation you've run into when you go to restaurants and you're trying to solve this
problem. This is a problem that I have encountered multiple times.
Okay.
A huge problem.
A huge problem.
I've gone into every single business. Every single business. I don't care what they were selling. I went into one of those float spas, H2O spas, you know, you go in the deprivation tanks.
Yeah.
Try order a plate of French fries there.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I assume that would
no,
be quite
I
different.
Won't. So you're upset that you can't get French fries at non-restaurants.
I want a plate of French fries wherever I go.
Okay, that sounds like a better business idea. That I can get on board with.
Because I lost all my teeth a couple years ago, and I couldn't eat anything that was sharper than a French fry.
Oh.
You got
this is a new origin story for your love for French fries. The other story, you were eating them as a kid.
Yep.
Now it's just because you lost your teeth recently?
Yeah, thank God I already like French fries.
Okay, I see. And you can mush them up. I guess you could mush them up.
Let me tell you this. A centipede, a millipede, and a sow bug, and a pill bug, they are all arthropods.
Arthropod. I knew pod was in there.
Which means they've got a hardened shell? What does that mean?
I don't know yet.
Well, that means they record themselves.
Pod? Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow. I hate that it rhymed when I said it.
Chuck, let's get 10 seconds on the clock, shall we?
And can we get 10 seconds on
Let's make that quick. Let's make that quick.
What was your name again?
Leora.
Leora?
Goldblatt.
What I'm going to recommend is you just start using Uber Eats. Stop going to restaurants. Just start Uber Eating yourself some fries. You can order a large fries, get that straight to your home, and then that's exactly what you want, and you're good to go. What do you think of that?
It's very expensive. Okay. It's going to cost me a fortune.
Okay.
I'll take 10 seconds there, Chuck. I would recommend that, okay, here's how I stand. I think that if you just consider adding a few more seconds to your interaction with people at restaurants, and I'll take a couple more seconds. If you just add a couple more seconds to your interaction with people at restaurants,
no,
wherein you just say to them, no, but it's okay if it's just
the
side.
I don't have a time. I'm busy.
And, I'll fund that. How about that? Of course, you could use the money for therapy as well, which I think you need.
Thank you. I have been actually really wanting to go to therapy. I've been really scared. I've just been thinking, you know, they're probably going to tell me I'm crazy or whatever, but I think I could prove them wrong. I think that I could prove the therapist wrong.
Okay, therapy's not about trying to prove the therapist. You're 87.
Say,
you got to be
something wrong, and I'll say, "Oh yeah, would a normal person do this?" And then I do like I don't know a handstand.
Okay.
I'd like be able to hold it for like 4 minutes, and they just get confused at the question they asked, and then they'd be like, "Okay, that's $200." Then I'd be like,
"Yeah, that sounds
really serving it to
her." Jeremiah, did you say you were going to fund her the time it would take her to order fries?
Yeah, because
I'll probably need like $100,000 a year.
Well, because it would signal a shift in her thinking, which I think could only come at the end of therapy.
You're going to fund a personal journey to wellness and health.
Yeah, there we go.
I like that. All right.
But I'll prove him wrong.
Can we put some time on the board for me there, Chuck?
Let's get some time on the clock for Hank there, Chuck. Thank you.
Arthropods are invertebrate animals having an exoskeleton, a segmented body, and paired jointed appendages. Arthropods form the phylum Arthropoda. Just a bit more time, please. They form the phylum Arthropoda. They are distinguished by their jointed limbs and cuticle made of chitin, often mineralized with calcium carbonate. And for that reason, I'm in.
Yes!
Wow.
Have we got a deal?
You got a deal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got two deals. Give it up for our entrepreneurs, Andy and whatever her name is, French Fries.
Wow, what a whirlwind.
Wow. What a whirlwind.
And Chuck, I'll take 10 more seconds
and
for
Chuck,
real.
And Chuck, 10 more seconds for real,
I'll take 10
real,
more
please.
Seconds for real. Chuck, when we ask for 10 seconds, we want 10 seconds. I don't understand how you're starting it. Sometimes it's long and sometimes it's short. And frankly, for that reason, I'm still in. I love you.
And can I get 10 seconds on the clock there, Chuck? No, whenever you're ready. And restart it. I just want to let everyone know I was walking through the building earlier, and there was an OPP kiosk. What's with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were they handing out?
Beatings,
yeah. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah. Chuck, cut it there.
And frankly, and I'll
and
take
I,
10
and
more
I would
seconds.
Like to save those 2 seconds that I cut off the end of mine and save it for my next 10 seconds.
Chuck, can I get 10 seconds real quick?
Let's get 10 seconds for
Let's
Hank.
All get 10 seconds.
Chuck, the second is a unit of time in the international system of units, historically defined as 1/86,400th of a day. This factor derived from the division of the day first into 24 hours, then to 60 minutes, and finally to 60 seconds each, Chuck. Bear it in mind next time you come to our show and decide to fuck us!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a salute to Chuck. It's his last day on the job, ladies and gentlemen. It's his last damn day. We can't end a rat's nest without firing someone and ruining their life financially. Speaking of ruined finances, I want to give it up for my let's give it up for my billionaire bad boys, everybody. Please give it up for Hank Ass and Jeremiah Saint Baby. And our entrepreneurs, Andy and French Fry Lady. And let's give it up for that child who
that
walked
child
out of this
who
damn
walked
room.
Out.
They had enough.
She give had enough.
The youth have had enough.
Everyone do me a favor. Find the child. seize the child.
Seize the child.
And let's all start a little commune in the sub-basement of the Fan Expo where we worship the child.
Sound good?
That sounds great to me.
Thanks so much. We hope that you, we hope to God you enjoyed yourselves. And
look, if you didn't, there's a whole world out
there's
there.
There's a whole damn world out
and
there.
And just friggin' go see it and, yeah.
Go buy yourself a sexy anime towel.
Yeah. They're selling them. They're selling
They've
anime
got
towels.
A lot of them.
They've towels. Got a lot of them, yeah.
Sexy cool. anime towel. Yeah.
So that's been our show.
That's been our show. You can go to Sonar Podcast, look up Sonar Network, and you can listen to all the old episodes of Rat's Nest.
Yeah, we did a bunch of them.
Really
back when we
really loved
and
cared
loved
about ourselves.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
about our
and nurtured it.
And nurtured it. And we loved, oh, we used to love
we
this
used to
show.
Love doing
no,
it. No,
no,
no, no,
we still
love
doing
it.
It. You, no, go to no. go to Sonar and you can listen to some incredible podcasts. And we thank Sonar for bringing us here today. And, and let's all stand up and have a moment of silence. Can we do that? Can we do that?
Let's all silently file out of the room. Farewell, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.